Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time to check in with our second guest this morning, Dr. Charles Brown, Associate Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities at Concordia University Chicago, my alma mater. Dr. Brown, welcome to His Time.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you this morning, and so excited to get to talk about music from Concordia University, specifically the cappella, the choir that's touring and visiting here in the St. Louis area, Zion Lutheran Church in Bethalto, Illinois. And tell us a little bit about your history there at Concordia University Chicago, and also about the cappella as well.
Sure. I'd be delighted. I've been at Concordia since 2000. And so very quickly, I'm becoming a senior member of the faculty, which is sort of surreal to me. But I have had the greatest honor of conducting the cappella, which is the touring choir at Concordia. And every year, the cappella tours twice, once in the fall, once in the spring. Every 4 years, we travel internationally. That in itself is no small undertaking, but we're also pretty active in the Chicago scene, performing with various orchestras, community choir groups, sharing programs, singing at church services throughout the Northern Illinois District and throughout the Synod every year. So we're really honored to be able to serve and spread the gospel message throughout the church and throughout the world. The cappella, as you know, has been a very strong program at Concordia for a very long time. Related to Concordia, we just completed our 150th anniversary celebration, and we have celebrated a rich legacy of music at Concordia, and music has been a very integral part of that history. And the cappella, namely, has been given by Thomas Geeshan, who was the former director and initial conductor of the cappella, even though the choirs have performed at Concordia ever since its beginning in 1864. So the touring model has really developed that niche primarily with Thomas Geeshan. And whenever I go to conferences or church music venues, they always talk about the mighty names at Concordia, where you think of Thomas Geeshan, Carl Schalk, Richard Hillert. There are some, and so many others that I could name right now. But the fun part is you could hear them and their work at our program starting tomorrow night in Bethalto. You think about the 150 years at Concordia. Obviously, the most important thing is celebrating God's grace and singing of His name. And so the theme of our tour is God's name, and goes all the way back to Isaiah 6:3. And there's so much rich music that is a part of that in our church, and it's good. It's been before us, and it's going to be after us. So it's only fitting that we actually sing the song of the church, and always looking to the future.
Very good. So bringing the music, this beautiful sacred music to Zion Lutheran Church in Bethalto, Illinois, and that's coming up tomorrow night, correct?
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., right.
Wonderful. And so folks from anywhere around the area can come join and enjoy the music. Anything that we need to know about the presentation tomorrow in order to make good plans for tomorrow?
Be ready to sing with us, because while we have our own program, I always love to have the audience share with us, because it's devotional in thought. Mm. Again, about, the We Praise You and Acknowledge You, which we have in our hymnal, mm-hmm. The setting of the Te Deum, we're going to share in that. There's a wonderful setting by James Marriott, who is a church musician here in our area. And he has a beautiful, fresh arrangement that we're going to share in together tomorrow night. But we're just really delighted to be able to share all this music that we get to sing tomorrow night.
Wonderful. And I know the rest of the season, I'm sure, is the rest of the year and the season, the church season that's approaching, always keeps the cappella pretty busy.
It does. Right, yeah. I mean, besides after the tour, then we prepare for lessons and carols, and I know your listeners in the St. Louis area may not be able to travel up, but on December 7th at 7 p.m. Central Time, we'll be broadcasting live on the web our service of lessons and carols. Then we'll also be back in the St. Louis area at the end of February, the last weekend of February, or be first weekend of March. I'm sorry the dates aren't clear, but we'll be at Zion Lutheran Church in Harvester. So we'll be revisiting the area. And then we're taking a tour to Poland in May. So we're really active and very excited for an eventful year.
Wonderful. And always presenting great music, music of the church, as you said earlier, this beautiful sacred music. Help us understand what the sound of the cappella is like. We're talking about not just 10 or 12 voices. Tell us, who makes up the cappella?
The cappella comprises the students from all majors at Concordia, not only music majors, but also students in the liberal arts tradition. We have deaconesses, we have business majors, we have journalism majors, elementary ed, secondary ed, you name it, we've got them all in there. They've come from choral programs throughout the country, and we get together three times a week. We're about 34 students in the choir, and that's great because we all get to stay on one bus and share all of our wonderful tour stories together. and I just really like that. So that size of a choir tours really well, and we have a really wonderful balance. In many ways, it's just that sharing that these kids bring. I'm so blessed to work with them every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the week as we prepare our tour programs. And you can see how God is working in their lives. And they may be filled with coursework, assignments, busy tasks. They're holding jobs. But yet they just really come mm-hmm. and work really hard to prepare the music because they know what the message is, I'm humbled to see how they really lose themselves into making music in service to God.
And it's absolutely beautiful music. Having been a student at Concordia University and getting to enjoy the music on a regular basis there, hearing the music of the cappella and other ensembles at Concordia, just always blessed by it. The caliber of this music is of this group is just outstanding. For the high school student who is planning for college and thinking they might like to sing in an ensemble such as this, in a group such as the cappella at Concordia, and any suggestions as to how they might prepare for something like this?
Well, it's quite intentional, but I would say just come with a willingness to sing. That is the fundamental philosophy for me and in service. But to prepare specifically, if they're really active in choir and they have some good rudimentary skills of sight reading and that's pretty much the prerequisite. If they come singing, they could get actually very busy singing in choirs at Concordia. because the thing is, we're not going to be cutthroat about students who are okay. If you only, it's not like a Glee episode, or if you will, where you're saying, no, thank you. It's really come share and mm-hmm. Students who do really well take voice lessons and are very active in their choral programs in high school. So, and if they can hold their part while singing choral music, that's a very good foundation.
And that's the nice thing about attending a Concordia University is getting to enjoy this beautiful sacred music and enhancing the worship life of the students and as you're doing here, traveling around the country, around the world, really, to share this gift of beautiful sacred music with them. And so grateful for that. Glad that you'll be here at Zion Lutheran Church in Bethalto, Illinois, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You can join them. There will be, a free will offering received for there at the concert as well. And the theme or the title of the presentation again?
It's Holy is the Name of the Lord. That's the theme. It's technically fall tour, but it's the program from Isaiah 6:3.
Wonderful.
Holy is the Lord.
Well, blessings and safe travels, Godspeed, as you all make your way down the interstate here to the St. Louis area. And we look forward to having you in our neighborhood soon.
Thank you so much, Andy. God's blessings.
Thanks so much. Dr. Charles Brown from Concordia University Chicago and director of the choral activities there at Concordia Chicago and the Capella Tour coming here to the St. Louis area at Zion Lutheran Church in Bethalto tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We've got more His Time coming up in just a little bit. Our study of the daily New Testament reading with Pastor William Magnolo from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newark, New York. Stick around for that as we get into Matthew chapter 16 today. More His Time right after AP Radio News and the weather.